Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, proud supporter of live music and driven to think big about beer since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Think big about beer.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later we're going to talk with the showrunner of the Showtime series Billions, Brian Koppelman, about working in the music business and how he chooses the music for his TV shows and movies. But first, some new music.
That is a little bit of Monsoon from the Sorry to Bother You soundtrack, featuring a cameo, Greg, by Killer Mike. This might be confusing, listeners, so pay attention. Way back in 2012, The Coup from Oakland, California, released an album called Sorry to Bother You. They have been going since the early 90s, led by an indefatigable, multi-talented force named Boots Riley. You know, he's always had this political consciousness, paying tribute to activists new and old. One of their albums was Steal This Album, nodding at Abbie Hoffman. And we didn't know this. When he put out the Sorry to Bother You album in 2012, he had a screenplay for a film, but he couldn't get the film made until now. Big hit. In a lot of ways, it matches Get Out as this year's big satire and commentary on race, but it's even weirder and funnier. So Boots has always had a lot to say. For the soundtrack, he collaborated with, among others, Janelle Monáe, Killer Mike, and fellow Oakland resident Merrill Garbus of Tune Yards. It's a work that's well worth listening to. Let's hear a tune from it. This is Hey Saturday Night, Boots Riley and The Coup collaborating with Tune Yards on the Sorry to Bother You soundtrack.
Hey Saturday Night, entice us with the future. Say our destiny's a shopping mall, but we gon' be the looters. Tell us that this feeling can't be captured by computers, and this chapter won't conclude us. We gon' get back all the good. Shotgun kiss, street lights into our lungs. Yell our hope to cover charge. We gon' get in with no fun. Swindle us some shots of rum. Get our felonies expunged. Hey, Saturday night, fill our bodies with the wind. And watch which direction you point that pistol in. The hair raised on my skin, the grin used to contend. The gin goes to my lips. You whisper we will win. Hey, Saturday night, you mix the weed with the neon. We about to make a moment that's gon' lead in the eons. Sing along, make us believe we are feeding.
That is Hey Saturday Night from The Coup's new album, actually a soundtrack for a movie created by The Coup's leader, Sorry to Bother You. Boots Riley, he's a rabble-rouser from the word go. I don't think he would be averse to being termed a communist, certainly a socialist. He's a super smart guy, and he's made some amazing records. I love how he's transitioned from basically being a hip-hop MC into the leader of a funk band. The Coup has turned into a mighty, mighty funk band. If you ever get a chance to see them live, you definitely should avail yourself of that opportunity. You mentioned the confusion about the similarities between the title of this record and the one he released in 2012. I think the record that he released in 2012 under the same name, Sorry to Bother You, is a stronger record, cut for cut, than the soundtrack that he has created while he was making the movie. I think he may have been a little distracted making that movie, and with good reason. It's a fabulous movie. It's getting incredible reviews. But for the listeners who are saying, okay, I haven't seen the movie, I just want to hear this band, and in that respect, I would tell them, you're better served by going to the previous three Coup records, Sorry to Bother You in 2012, Pick a Bigger Weapon in 2006, Party Music in 2001. Those are great Coup records. This is a pretty good one. It's a little bit more hit and miss. It's heavy on the cameos. And what I do like about it is how he's updated the sound. He's basically taking what Parliament Funkadelic and Sly Stone were doing in the early 70s and mid-70s, that sort of political brand of funk and updating it for today. And where is that sound coming from today? Well, he's looking at people like Outkast and Janelle Monáe, who's on this record, and Killer Mike, who's part of that whole Atlanta scene. I think about half of it is really strong. The other half of it, you know, I'm not so sure I buy that sort of prog funk track, out and over Sticky Sunrise. Listen to it. It almost sounds like Styx trying to do a funk track or something.
Those synths
are a little bit, you know,
it's real
cheesy,
Clinton,
on
man.
That,
right? It's real Clinton.
I would say there's some real Clinton on this record, but that song is not one of them.
I have a higher prog tolerance than you, and I love the movie, and so maybe I love the soundtrack more because of that. But Greg, I think it's an inspired collaboration working with Tune Yards on those two tracks. And I think Boots has always been about breaking down genre doors and reaching out across communities. It's an album that is for the moment, that reminds us we have more in common than separates us, many of us. And I like the album a lot. I think it's a great introduction to the coup. And I hope if you haven't heard them before and you only come in because of the movie, you will dig deeper. And the older coup song, The Magic Clap, that should have been a worldwide mega hit, twice as big as Happy.
That is a little bit of Amanda Shires with a song called Charms from her latest album called To the Sunset. Amanda is a very skilled violin player, a teen prodigy. She was in the Texas Playboys as a youngster growing up in Texas. That is not a band that you just walk right into. That is a band full of prodigies. And she has gone on to have a successful solo career. As I said, Texas-based artist originally, moved to Nashville in her 20s and has put out 6 studio albums since 2005 while doing various studio sessions for other artists. Among them, her husband, Jason Isbell. She's a member of his 400-unit touring band. So she's a distinguished career, but never really a huge amount of recognition outside of a cult following until her 2016 record, My Piece of Land, got her a much wider notice. And now here's the follow-up To the Sunset. Here's a track from it before we review it. It's called Break Out the Champagne from Amanda Shires on Sound Opinions. That is Break Out the Champagne by Amanda Shires on her new album, To the Sunset, the fifth of a solo career that I think's often been sadly overlooked, Greg, but it is the best. Amanda has a way, as a creative writing MFA, of telling a short story in every song that seems on the surface, the first 3-4 listens, okay, besides being wonderful musically, to be rather placid and enticing and hooky. And then you realize there's these dark,
undercurrents going on. You know, the song that closes the album, Greg, Wasn't I Paying Attention? It's a novel, really. It's about a man, a recovering addict, who borrows a pickup truck, drives to the center of Nome, Alaska, and kills himself. And she wonders to what extent, she's playing a man in the song, to what extent she's responsible. There's those little moments like that, the opening track, Parking Lot Pirouette. You think it might just be two lovers, right? And she's walking away from him and then does the pirouette in the parking lot and comes back. But you wonder also if there's something wrong there. Is this a relationship she should be walking away from?
Last night you walked me to my car, you said you won't. Did a parking lot pirouette. I said, you're right, I'm not done with you yet.
I have a limited country tolerance, okay? I like my country raw and ragged and underground. I think Amanda Shire's problem's been she's in the middle. She's not quite as pop as Kacey Musgraves and not quite as gritty as Nico Case and other Bloodshot type acts, but a lot of her violin on this album has fuzz on it, and I love that. Put the violin in the fuzz box. I really love this record.
Well, obviously, I'm glad you do, because I do as well, Jim. You know, I think she's been unfairly pigeonholed as an Americana artist. You know, Americana used to be kind of cool, and I now feel it's kind of like a stereotype for acoustic, folk, introspective, sad, and for that reason, I think it would be so wrong to dismiss Amanda Shires, because she's nothing like that. On this record, she's busting all of those cliches and genre stereotypes. This is a pop record, but it's also got, as you said, there's fuzz tone on this record.
Yeah.
There's noise on this record. You know, she used to have this, and she still does, this sort of vibrato-tinged vulnerability in her vocal style. You mentioned that song, Parking Lot Pirouette, and the way she sings that line, I turned around. It's like, whoa, she's like, you know, she's not hesitant about this. This is a declaration. That attitude pervades this record. I'm going for it. Also, you mentioned the songwriting. You know, her ability, these songs are very pithy, but she packs so much information into a few lines. That song we just played, Break Out the Champagne. First couple of lines in that song are, talking between bathroom stalls, Kelly said the world would end tonight. Hmm. I mean, short story writers want to open their short stories with lines like that. Like, okay, I want to know what happens next. What's this all about? That's the way her songs go. She is able to create these very vivid images in just a few words in her songs. So the combination of the sonic adventurousness with the great songwriting, I think Amanda Shires has made the record of her career. If people don't start paying attention now, they're just wrong.
That's their loss.
They need to.
It is their loss. As always, we want to hear from you. Call and leave us a message on our hotline, 888-859-1800. Tell us what you think about those albums. Or find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Coming up, we talk with Billions showrunner and screenwriter Brian Koppelman about discovering Tracy Chapman and how he transitioned from being a music talent scout to a screenwriter. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.